Hey, contractors, welcome to the Contractors Playbook. I'm your host, Michael Gogan, and on this podcast, we will be talking with experts in the industry and getting real about their failures, successes, and lessons learned. I'll be joined in studio by our producer, Isaac Moore.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Contractors Playbook. It has been a hot minute since we have done anything on this channel, but we are coming in with just a kind of an update and a little bit of a redirect for you. Here at Company Cam, we have done a couple podcasts over the years. We've done the Company Cast. We rebranded that into what this was the Contractors Playbook. Basically, we talked with a bunch of contractors, got their, you know, lessons they've learned over the years, things that they would have done differently, things that they did to help their companies grow, just as a, you know, a playbook for growth as a contractor in the industry here in the U.S. So we put this podcast a little bit on pause for a while, and recently our host, Michael Gogan, moved on to Greener Pastures at Inc., where he is working now. So I am the lone host left of the Contractors Playbook, but I am here. I'm joined today by a good friend, John Tallman, who is kind of a content strategist here at Company Cam, and he is helping co-host a new podcast that we are kicking off. And I wanted to tell anyone who's been following the Contractors Playbook about this podcast and just tell you, you got to go listen to this one. And we got John here today. John, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you? Thanks for having me on this.
Yeah.
Is this an update? Is this an episode? What do we call this?
Yeah, it's an epidate.
Sure.
Episode. An update. Update episode. A little bit of both. But no, John, I wanted to ask you, man, tell us about the Good Contractors podcast. Tell us kind of what the idea is, what you're hoping people get from this. What should people expect from it?
Yeah, totally. And interestingly enough, and I don't even know if we got to this completely on the podcast. We kind of did an introductory, you know, episode with the Company Cam CEO, Luke Hansen, and I are who's on it. And, but we had been talking about Good Contractor, the whole phrase Good Contractor and what it means for about a year. And a lot of that had to do with, like, everything that we do at Company Cam comes with these words like trust and transparency and truth and accountability and communication, and all these things all had something in common that is, you know, if you're a good contractor, these are things that you value. And so I said, but what is it about, like, what is a good contractor? Like, define that, because there's so many people that say, well, I do things this way and I do things right. And so it just kept going on. We had these discussions about what does this mean? And we would talk to contractors about the state of the industry and who's doing what right and how do I make my business the best it can be. And I said, you know, there's so many podcasts out there that are about how to grow your business or how to, you know, let's see, like, this is how to make a million inside of blank months. And I just said, the world doesn't need another one of those, nor me being not a contractor or a business owning contractor, should I be hosting that. But I said, I do find the stories of how people got into contracting interesting. And honestly, it came from doing interviews with contractors. And one of the more fascinating things was, how did you get into this? Yeah. And I started hearing these wildly interesting stories about, you know, there was one guy in Kansas City who came over to play baseball from outside the United States, was not born in the United States, came over to play baseball, played college baseball, realized that wasn't going to go anywhere, saw a guy with a truck, and he was like, that's a really nice truck. I want a truck like that. How do I get that? And the guy's like, well, I do this and roofing. And he told his girlfriend at this game, like a soccer game on a Sunday, he's like, I'm roofing. That's what I'm going to do, because I wanted to get that truck. She's like, okay. And he owns his own roofing business.
Oh my gosh.
So it just made me think, there the stories of how people got into contracting, the stories of how they got through their first year, the stories of why they do what they do, the stories of how they impacted people that worked for them, mm-hmm. That have now gone on to start their own businesses, to me is highly fascinating, especially in 2024 and beyond, when it's talk of the trades is such a big deal versus, oh, you know, it was looked upon as, oh, you have to go to college, you have to this, and if you do trades, then there's this connotation. And now that's completely changed. Thank goodness.
Right.
But I want, like, telling those stories of people standing up these businesses from scratch to me is so cool to hear about and talk about. So it's cool because there's humor in it. There's going to be some, like, really impactful stories. You know, so it's not all a laugh a minute or anything, but but we wanted to keep it fun. You know, like it's something that should be impactful and have entertainment, and I don't know. Hopefully, it inspires people. But yeah, it's telling and kind of explaining and diving into what it means to be a good contractor through those stories. So it's exciting.
Yeah,
and it's out.
It is
out now.
It is out. No, I love this. I think. Stories are one of the most powerful things, right? There's something that everyone relates with. And I think the more you get to highlight just the unique journeys that people go on and what their path looks like. Like you said, people that like, hey, I saw this truck and that's how I got into contracting is I wanted a truck. It becomes so much more to those people as they go on this journey. So, tell me, John, it is out now. Where can people go? Where is this available? What types of content? I know it's audio, it's a podcast, but what else is going to be out there?
Yeah. If you want to look at Luke and I's shining faces, you can see us on YouTube. Now if that will cause some sort of involuntary reaction that could be perceived as negative, I urge you to find us on audio only platforms like Spotify, but no, anywhere you get a podcast, you can find it. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then obviously you can find us on YouTube as a podcast, subscribe there to the playlist, et cetera. Or any other podcast platform, we should be on there. If we're not, you can email me and yell and be like, why are you not on this brand new podcast platform that launched yesterday? And I'll be like, I'm on it. I'm getting on it right now.
Absolutely. But yeah,
so anywhere you normally would find a podcast, we should be on it as of today. And episode 1 and 2 are out as we're recording this. Episode 3 comes here and it'll be every other week. So everybody knows it'll be, every 2 weeks we'll have a new episode. So obviously we launched today. So here in mid-April, we'll have another episode and on and on. But we launched 2, so people can kind of hear Luke and I talk about what we want to accomplish this season. And then our first guest is the amazing Ashley Smith, who has arguably one of the best stories about how anyone got into the trades as she was selling boutique clothing and looking for a job in nutraceutical sales. And somebody called her about an Indeed ad or her Indeed resume. It was like, hey, are you interested in roofing? And she's like, sure. And ended up on a roof. And that's love how it. She got into it. So, it's been super fun. We've got a lot of great guests coming, including the siding guy who a lot of people in the trades know, massive following specifically on Instagram, and his story, from up in Canada of how he got into siding is one of those stories that any of us, especially Isaac and I, as dads on the weekend that end up in a project that we don't know how we got into.
Oh boy.
Hey, could you go help my brother-in-law do blank? Like, that's how this dude started. And it is wildly cool the way he went about it and the way he's inspired his teams to do things right, not just professionally, but personally, to make sure that they're taken care of is one of the coolest parts of the whole thing. So lots of those coming. We've got so many more. We have Paul Jamison and Gil Cave. We have, it's going to be awesome.
Oh my
so
gosh. Yeah.
Season 1 is underway and we're rolling. Yeah.
That is so exciting. Yeah. I was going to say there's definitely going to be some overlap, I think, on the guest list that we've had here on the Contractor's Playbook with some of what you're going to see over at Good Contractor. I am crazy excited. I've seen a couple sneak peeks of episodes here and there. I've loved what I've seen so far. I think this is going to be a really cool avenue for people to come to and learn and grow and just hear inspiring stories too and talk about what does it mean to be a good contractor. So, John, give me what is one thing that you really hope people take from this podcast?
You know, the very first interview, a lot of this spawned from two things. When I first got to Company Cam, I roamed around to different things because I had done so many different things in content. And I was like, well, what's a need here? And what am I just stepping on someone's toes? And I thought, let's sit down and interview contractors that are our customers specifically and just find out about them and how they got into Company Cam. And then that bled into them starting to tell these stories. Mm-hmm. And I go back to the very first one I did with Chris Cotty, co-owner of Select Plumbing in Lincoln. And he and I sat down at Company Cam headquarters in Lebowski, our big meeting room. And I said, what is the biggest, what's the word? Something like, what do you think the biggest kind of false connotation there is about being in the trades? Mm. And he brought up, he's like, you know, growing up, what did we always see in cartoons? It was like, oh, the plumber is, you know, this kind of idiot, and he's got a butt crack, his butt cracks hanging out of his jeans. And he said it was almost subliminal and subconscious in our mind of like, well, that's why if you do this kind of work, then that's the kind of person you are. And he's like, then that is so false. And I said, that's so interesting, because it just jogged everything in my memory about everything I'd ever seen in a TV show growing up. And now you look at the, we talked for the last 24 months about shortage of labor and skilled labor in the trades, and the need for more electricians because of smart homes, and the need for more any trades because of smart homes and the installation and the, you know, making sure that things are done. And so for me, Luke and I talked about this on episode one, it's that. And then also I love to hear how businesses get started in terms of how they got through the rough patches of year one, month one, week one. Because it's cool to talk about a business when it's super successful, but I love to hear every business has dodged some massive, you know, pothole to get where they are, or they just skated on the side of this to get here. And so for me, selfishly, I said, I really want to hear, how did they start? Did they start with one person, two? What was that holy crap moment? Like, are we going to make it? What were the hard moments that led to you being successful? So those were the two. And through our first couple guests that we've either talked to for an episode or done discovery calls, I'm already fascinated. Like, no one's disappointed surpassed expectations for me to just hear, well, how did you do this? And well, yeah, I didn't have any good tools to do this, so I had to do a workaround to figure this out. And then, you know, and then I ended up with 10 crews, and it's like, what? So it's all of that. I think it's encouraging kids that say, you know, hey, maybe the traditional thought of college is not for me, but I'm really good at this.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to look down upon anybody that wants to do that, and realize that that is absolutely just as good as anything else you'd want to do.
Right.
And so that to me as a parent is super important. And somebody that loves different kinds of education. And then, the building the business and getting it up to speed, so to speak.
Yep.
Those are two things for sure.
That's so cool. I love how you said that. And I think that's, you know, contracting, all these different trades are kind of what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
Man, right? Like, you think about all of the infrastructure of the world that we live in. People had to build it. People had to make it. People had to install it. People had to fix it. Like, it is such a necessity. And you know, whether the economy's up or down, we've seen, like, hey, we need people in the trades.
And I think our generation specifically were that way, right?
Yeah.
It was like, everyone go to college.
Right.
And if you don't, then you're left behind. Then you're not this. And then you talk to somebody who is trying to run a business, whether it's this trade or that trade, and it's like, I would just give anything to have three more people on my team that I could train up and do this. Or if I could just have this. And it is, it's wild. And nothing's, you know, I always say any education is good education in terms of learning something. But like you said, it makes the world go around.
It sure does. Okay. Well, I'll let you go. It's release day for Good Contractor. Everyone should go out and download the Good Contractor podcast. Subscribe, like, follow, go to Instagram, go to YouTube, go to Facebook, go to TikTok. Follow that channel. You will not be disappointed, I can promise you. John is hilarious, and Luke is just an enigma. So you won't be disappointed by any of the content that you see on that channel. I promise you, it will be well worth it. So I'm honored to be able to just pass off the proverbial baton for a Company Cam related podcast to John and Luke. I'm really pumped about this one. I think this one's got the legs to go the distance. So excited for it. Again, we miss you, Gogan. Wish you all the best, man. But we're moving on with a different podcast here. And yeah, thank you so much, everybody who's tuned into the Contractor's Playbook over the last couple years. I know a lot of people have downloaded episodes, listened, kept on listening, even while we have not been putting anything out, which I think it's been almost a year and a half since we even put anything out here. So thank you all for listening here. We hope you got a lot of value out of the Contractor's Playbook. We hope that, you know, even here at Company Cam, that we keep equipping contractors to be able to grow and do that in a sustainable way and to communicate well with your crews. But, you know, we're also excited for this next page here with Good Contractor. So check out that channel. This is a wrap for Contractor's Playbook. Probably won't hear a peep out of this anymore. So go over there. Go to Good Contractor. If you want any kind of fresh content, go listen to John here and Luke. They're going to have some great stories, some great conversations. So, John, thank you for joining today, man. Appreciate you. Yeah. On behalf of Michael Gogan and myself, I just want to say thank you again for tuning into the Contractor's Playbook for the last couple years. We've had so much fun making these episodes, having these conversations, and learning so much about the stories of these people in the industry. Again, you can find more new content at the Good Contractor podcast. So follow those channels on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Give them a listen, show them some love.